My interest in energy healing began in 2003. I was 13 at that time and I had massive panic attacks. An ambulance essentially took me home every week. And my parents really did not believe in psychotherapy or medication, and they essentially gave me a book on energy healing and told me to heal myself. And I did my best to do so. I read every energy healing book I could lay my hands on. And I did those techniques, and some of them actually helped. I was panic attack free. This started a massive obsession in energy healing. Absolutely massive. I read a book per day, attended seminars, got certified in Reiki, healing touch. I even attended a year-long certified bioenergy therapy training. Bioenergy therapy is essentially the Russian Reiki. But the problem was that the books and seminars I read and attended really overhyped what energy healing could do and how easy it was to actually use and how safe it was. For example, in one energy healing seminar I attended, the instructor literally said that he cured cancer in 10 minutes. And in another seminar, another guy said that he cured epilepsy in an hour. And in another seminar, another guy said that he cured broken bones in an hour. And all of those overhyped claims made me pretty much psychotic. I was even institutionalized because I literally lost touch with reality due to those overhyped and unrealistic claims. I mean, energy healing was not just a hobby for me. It was not something I read in a book. It was my life. It was my great obsession. I treated everything those people said seriously. So seriously that I actually believed those overhyped claims and believed all the false principles and bullshit they are trying to sell me. Which made me psychotic. Of course, all those claims were and are bullshit. That guy did not cure epilepsy. It's just that energy healing has a very calming effect and stress is a very major contributor to epilepsy. So it essentially helped the patient manage his epilepsy a bit better. Similarly, the other guy did not cure cancer. Scientific studies have shown that energy healing can alleviate pain and can boost the body's immune system and can alleviate fatigue, which are common symptoms of cancer. That's essentially what that therapist did. He alleviated some of the symptoms. He didn't cure anything. Similarly, that therapist did not cure broken bones. Instead, they just accelerated the healing process. And it's sad because those overhyped claims really make people disbelieve that energy healing has any value whatsoever. And there are very real peer-reviewed studies that show that energy healing can alleviate fatigue, boost the body's natural healing response. It can alleviate pain. It can calm people down and alleviate depression and anxiety. There are numerous peer-reviewed studies and very well-respected scientific journals that show it, and I'll discuss them in this course. And additionally, energy healing is a very safe and non-invasive complementary therapy, and it's not a replacement for any form of conventional care, but it is a good supplement to it. It is also a very, very useful skill, which you can use to help your family and your friends with things like a cold. You can help broken bones heal quicker with it. And you can alleviate pain and fatigue. This course is unlike other energy healing courses. I will not overhype anything. Instead, I'll discuss over 100 studies published on Reiki, healing touch, and therapeutic touch, and provide you with a scientific, integrated model of energy healing. After finishing this course, you'll have a very depth understanding of how and why energy healing works, and you'll be able to apply it and use it on your friends and family to help them with things like fatigue, accelerate their healing, and in general improve their life. You can be a rational scientist and believe in energy healing. Many people think that people who believe in things like the paranormal, energy healing, or psychic powers are either ignorant of science or are pretty much crazy. There have been studies that have shown that it's not the case. A study published in the Journal of Personality and Individual Differences has shown that people who believe in paranormal are no less mentally disturbed than skeptics. In fact, it has shown that people who believe in the paranormal are in general more creative and intelligent because they're more open-minded.